Welcome to the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I help private practice owners align their business back with their soul's calling, with their big vision, and with their soul's purpose. Unlike other private practice coaches, I've traveled the world in search of spiritual resources, spiritual tools, education, and information so that you can have the transformation that your soul desires and needs, so that you can up-level your business. How much fun is this? I love it so much. Guys, if you're not already a member of the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group, please check out the show notes. I would love for you to be there. In the meantime, thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Welcome to another episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm. I'm your host. Thank you for pushing play on another episode, and welcome to all of the new subscribers. And thank you everybody who's been listening and downloading. I love you so much, and I'm so thankful. And I'm also really, really excited, as you can probably hear. I'll try and calm myself down in a minute. I'm really excited about this episode because it's coming off the back of something I shared with the women in the Private Practice with Soul Women's Circle. And it was about the four levels of consciousness. And it generated some interest, and some of the ladies in there asked me to take this a little bit further. And so I thought a podcast would be a great way to do that. And so today, that's what we're going to do. I'm going to talk you through the four levels of consciousness, and I'm going to teach you how to shift between each of the levels, how they relate to your business, and what they look like in real life. And the reason that I want to do that is not only because you asked me to do it, but because it just gives us a fresh way of looking at the business in a way that really aligns with your soul. And that's what we are all about here at Private Practice with Soul. So just to get started, the four levels of consciousness was something I learned a little while ago when I was working with my coach, and I've just loved it and done so much investigation into it. And I think it really makes a lot of sense. Plus, I love the idea of a pathway and having direction, and I really love the idea of spiritual growth. And this is just a fresh way of looking at it. The other thing I really like about it is that it was developed as a bridge between how consciousness is perceived by two very different communities. So there's the scientific community that talks about consciousness being a biological function of the brain. And then we also have the more esoteric community, which talks about consciousness in other ways, in a more sort of spiritual and stuff. So what the four levels of consciousness model shares or allows us to do is integrate science with spirituality and give us some kind of really clear pathway that we can follow. And we are going to apply it today to private practice. How cool is this? I mean, don't you just love it so much? I do. I can't wait to get stuck in. So without further ado, I will. So the very first level of consciousness is called to me consciousness. And to me consciousness is the mantra of the victim. So this is where we have a very limited level of consciousness, and it's because we're living at effect. So those of you who've studied NLP, those of you who studied psychology, social work, counseling, it's the same thing across our disciplines. We just use different language, but living at effect means that the way that you're showing up or the things that you're experiencing are beyond your control. You're perceiving them as beyond your control. And so what happens in this state is we can see sort of day-to-day practical manifestations of this. In the counseling community, living in to me consciousness is best illustrated with people who say things like, I have to charge $60 for a 90-minute counseling session because I'm not on Medicare, right? That's a victim mentality. It's saying my practice is declining at the moment because we're in lockdown and none of my clients want Zoom. My clients only want to see me face to face, and therefore I'm suffering. That's to me consciousness. This is happening to me. Another example would be I work in a low socioeconomic area, and therefore I have to take clients who can't afford my service, right? That's to me consciousness. So you're kind of taking this approach of being defeated because you're saying, well, this is just how it is and I have to accept it, okay? The problem with this is that it's not very productive, and you don't understand some of the things that are happening beyond your control and how you can pull them back into control. And so what happens is you start to blame other people, blame other situations and other circumstances for what you're experiencing in your private practice. Okay, so it's a bit of a blame game, right? It's everybody's fault. It's not your fault, and it sucks that you have to deal with it. That's the first level of consciousness. The second level of consciousness is called by me consciousness. Okay, and this is where we see people start to take action. And that action can look like shifting their mindset, setting goals. It can also mean things like hustling, like pushing. There's this attitude now of, oh, okay, I see if I take some responsibility here, I can get back into control. And when I'm in control, I can do something about my situation. So if I really do want to charge my ideal fee, I just find a way to do that by taking responsibility. Maybe I change the demographic I'm going to work with. Maybe I stop making assumptions about how people should and shouldn't spend their money. Maybe I shift my marketing. Maybe I be more visible online, whatever it is. And it feels super exciting when you move out of that, you know, everything's happening to me, I'm a victim, into, hey, wait, I can do something about this here, because you start living at cause. Your practice starts living at cause because you're taking action. So if you want to know how to transition, if you're in 2Me consciousness now, which some of us are, and you want to move up to the next level, which is by me consciousness, what you would need to do is start seeing that you're responsible for some of what's going on and start taking that responsibility. Okay. It's about giving up the need for control, not giving up control itself, but loosening your grip, just, you know, releasing the need to constantly be in control. Okay. It's like saying, I'll make this happen. I can create this. You're reducing blame. And, you know, it's through this acceptance of personal responsibility that you start to experience expansion in the practice. And that's why it feels so good at the beginning, because you start to see these big results. But then things start to peter out and die off a little bit in terms of the results. We push harder and we push harder and we push harder, and we tell ourselves, I've got to keep pushing, I've got to keep pushing, I've got to keep pushing. I have to work longer. The days get longer, the nights get shorter, the stress gets more, because we just keep pushing. It's like we hit a wall, but we tell ourselves, well, doing all of this worked for me before, and therefore it's going to continue to work for me. And so it can be very, very exhausting, all this hustling, and it can lead to burnout. Because, you know, one of the other things is like the cost of awareness is responsibility, right? As soon as you become aware that you have a role to play in the success of your private practice, you have to take responsibility and actually do something about it. Okay. And here's the thing. Because of the cost of being aware that you can do something to change your situation imposes a responsibility to stop blaming external things for your current situation. It can be very liberating, but it can be a little bit scary sometimes. Okay. But yeah, this sense of living in the by me level of consciousness is great at the beginning, but then it can get exhausting. Okay. And so what we want to do then is, when we're ready, go into the next level of consciousness, which is through me consciousness. So 3Me consciousness is probably something that you hear a lot about in self-help books. In the work that I do, I call it a flow state. It's really that state of everything being so effortless and easy and synchronicities galore. And it's like that super efficiency. You know, you just sit down in front of the computer with an idea and you just boom, bang it out. And you, I don't know, it's just like, yeah, you're in your flow. Like everything's easy, easy, easy. For me, I sold my house in flow. And what that looked like was I had the inspiration, hey, you should put your house on the market. I put my house on the market that afternoon. The next day, there was a open for inspection and my house sold for full ask. And it sold at a record price for houses in my street. So that was all amazing. And then the settlement of the house and everything happened as Victoria went into its fifth lockdown. I think we're in our sixth one now, but it went to our fifth lockdown. And I was still able to finish everything that I needed to do for the house with the conveyancing, with the banks, with getting the deep cleaning done of the carpets, all of that. It all just happened because I was so in tune and aligned with everything that was going on. So flow state is, you know, working with your energy and trusting in the process. And it's really knowing that, you know, there is a space for you to allow things to feel effortless. And one of the things that I like to talk to my coaching clients about to help them cultivate this sense of flow is I say, hey, if it got to be easy, what would be going on? That's a surefire way to get you into flow. We always want to look at the easiest way for you to be able to get those beautiful results. Flow shows up and, you know, sometimes we wonder how flow happened because it can seem really fleeting. You know, you might have a morning where you're in your flow state and that might have been a month ago and you really want to get in flow again, but you don't know how. The problem with the flow state is not understanding how to bring it about for yourself so that you can spend more time in your private practice in that state. So what this looks like in your business is trusting that you're fully supported and it's knowing that you're going to be okay if you allow yourself to work in accordance with your energy. So this flow state is very much feminine driven. When we think about the masculine and the feminine energy, because it's not linear. It's not about, oh, I have to see these clients on these times and do my admin on this day at this time and post my stuff on social on this day at this time. Flow is about saying, right, I need to do all of these things today or I need to do all of these things this week. And then it's being able to tune in and see which one lights you up the most to do right now. And you know what? Maybe it's doing the books, or maybe it's playing on Canva, or maybe it's doing a Facebook Live, or maybe it is seeing a client. And so when you trust that it's safe for you to work in your flow state, that's when you'll be able to do it more. Okay. Now, what else did I want to say about flow? Flow is also a sense of knowing. Okay. Flow is a sense of knowing. So it's not about your faith. And it's not about what you believe. It's about knowing. And it's about helping yourself shift into that space of knowing. It's like, you know, if I see, you know, black clouds outside, I know it's going to rain. If I drop my cup of coffee, I know it's going to spill on the floor. If I don't know, you get the picture. it's just knowing. And so you have to know that when you work in flow with your energy, regardless of the order that you're doing things in your private practice, you'll eventually get to your goal at the end of the day. And here's the thing, when you can shift into that place of just knowing, you show up for your private practice in a very different way. You're not struggling, you're not hustling. You're not exerting any undue pressure. You just know that you're going to hit that goal that you've got for your practice, whether it's turnover, whether it's a referral goal, whether it's a marketing goal you've set for yourself. You just know that it's already done. kind of like manifesting. You have to start with the end in mind. You just kind of know that it's already done. And it's that knowing that allows you then to work with your energy. And there's this really great example of what's used heaps in manifesting, but it's like you got to go with the flow of the river and just trust that whatever bends and directions the river takes, you'll still get to your destination, right? We don't need to force ourselves down the rapids. So, you know, the way to get out of your by me consciousness, which is where you're taking action and you're doing everything, is to relinquish the need for control. You really want to give up that need for control and just shift into the knowing. That's all. So once you're there and you're in your flow state, that's awesome. But then there's another level after that that can deepen your connection to your practice and that can help you get even better results. And that's when we move into the fourth level of consciousness, which is called as me consciousness. So as me consciousness is when you release the idea of separation. So you want to transition out of through me to as me. So you let go of the idea of separation and you start seeing the interconnectedness of everyone and everything, right? We're all connected. So to give you an example, I think it was Einstein's E equals MC squared really speaks to what's going on in the physical world. But we know with physics and quantum physics that everything that's non-physical is connected. And we know this by, you know, the split tests that have been done and the split atom tests that have been done. And, you know, one of the most famous ones is they took an atom, or you can take an atom and you can split it and you leave half of it in one country and you take the other half over the other side of the world to another country. And if you cause the first half to spin in one direction instantaneously, although it's on the other side of the world, the other atom will start spinning as well. So it's just proof that we are connected in non-physical ways. And so when you can appreciate that we're all one beyond the physical, and that means not only person to person, but appreciating that we're all connected in terms of the environment, for example, you know, it's like, I know this is going to sound crazy. But bear with me. It's like, I want to say you are the tree or you are the sky because we're all made of the same stuff. So you can look out of that tree and you know that that tree is made up of, you know, subatomic particles. And they're all spinning and they're all rotating, just like we are made up of subatomic particles that are all spinning and rotating. I don't know if you've read the book, The Holographic Universe, but it's kind of speaks more into that in a less complex way. But yeah, once you can understand that we're all connected, then what happens is the vehicle for you embodying that is unconditional love. Okay. So it's having unconditional love for not only yourself, and for your family and for your pets and things like that, but you might have unconditional love for your home, for your car, for your garden, for the veggies that are growing in your garden, for the food you get to eat every day, for the water that you get to drink, for the sun that's in the sky, for the moon that's there at nighttime. You have this unconditional love for everything. And it's not like you have to walk around in love and blissed out, but it's just having that deep appreciation that, oh my gosh, we're all made of the same stuff here. We're just showing up differently. And, you know, it's understanding that we get to be with each other. And in private practice, what this looks like is it allows you to build deeper connections with your clients, because all of a sudden it kind of removes that power imbalance of, you know, someone's the authority and someone isn't, or someone's the guide and someone isn't. It removes a lot of that and it levels the playing field, so to speak. And when you take all that stuff off the table, it allows you to sit down with your clients in a way that's really real and that's really authentic. And that's the beautiful thing about it. And think about what this would do for your marketing, and think about what this would do for your copywriting, and think about what this would do for your emails and your visibility. If you approached everything from the space of, you know, my clients and I are one and the same. And there might be some of you that have experienced that already, you know, you're social workers and you've seen a social worker, you're a counselor and you've seen a counselor, you're a psych and you've seen a psych. I think many of us can speak to that. But this understanding that we're more similar than we are different will help you not only deepen relationships, but that's going to have a very practical effect for your diary. It's going to result in better relationships with clients by deepening trust. It will allow clients to actually, you know, move beyond just getting their symptoms treated and do that deeper inner work that can help them shift into a state of prevention, if that's your thing, and health promotion, rather than only coming when there's a fire that needs to be put out, or only coming when there's a crisis or something like that. So they are the four levels of consciousness. And here's the thing. Some of these levels will be hard for you to hear and hard for you to wrap your head around and hard to understand. And the reason for that is because, you know, we can only hear from the level that you're at. So if you're in 2me consciousness and you're a victim and you're thinking, you know, this is horrible and it's all happening because of things I can't control and I just have to deal with it, and you're being a bit of a martyr, the last thing that you want to hear is start taking responsibility for yourself, which is the next level up. You're not going to want to hear that. If you're in by me consciousness and, you know, you're busy taking all of the action and you've had some great results, and so you're holding on to that belief that more results are going to be available if you keep pushing and hustling and you know, going hard, the last thing you're going to want to hear from me is let go of that and just get into flow, because you're not ready to hear it. You're still stuck in that by me consciousness. When you're in 3me consciousness and you're working in flow and you're connected and you're blissed out and you're loving it and you're productive and everybody loves you and stuff like that, the last thing that you're going to want to hear is this idea that, well, you're not actually a conduit for anything. You are everything. You're not a conduit for source or spirit or energy or anything like that. You are source. You are spirit. You are energy. You are the environment. You are the weather. You are everybody in your family. You are. Do you know what I mean? You're not going to want to hear that, because you're in that state of mind like, oh no, energy and spirit and source are over there and I'm here and I'm just going to open myself up and be the conduit and be the channel so it can all flow through me. You're still seeing everything as separate. So you're not going to be ready yet to hear, oh, I can shift into this state of oneness. Now, the stages, like everything that we talk about, are not finite. What you'll probably find is that maybe in different parts of your private practice, you're at 2me consciousness or you're at through me consciousness. But in general, the way that you show up in private practice, you will have a dominant level of consciousness. And it's by being aware of that that you'll be able to more easily transition up into the next level of consciousness and start to see deeper, more impactful results for your beautiful soul-led private practice, okay? And we can all move between these levels all the time. I like to think that most of the time I'm between level 2 and 3, by me and through me, but absolutely there are times when I'm in 2me consciousness. The difference is I have that understanding now. I can catch it. I can be aware of it, and I can shift myself into by me consciousness. And for me, that's very, very liberating. When I take responsibility for something, all of a sudden I'm in control of it. I'm not a victim to it anymore, and I can get an outcome. I can get those changes. So that, in a nutshell, is the four levels of consciousness. And I've related it to private practice. I'm sure you can think of your own examples. You might be getting some thoughts pop into your head and some inspiration and some downloads as you're listening. And if you do, let me know, because I want to open this up for discussion. I just think it's so interesting. Yes, and I'm going to leave it there because this is such a big episode, such a big topic, isn't it? I want to thank you so much for listening. If you thought this was helpful or interesting, please leave me a comment or give it a like, and that will help me share it with more people as well, because the more comments and likes, the higher up in the iTunes and Spotify rankings it will go, and the more people will be able to find it. And I would love to be able to get this out to more people. So thank you so much. I hope you have a really beautiful Saturday. Thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast today. If you're looking for clarity, if you need help with branding your processes and bringing everything into alignment with your soul's purpose for your private practice, head to the show notes and click the link for more information about the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group. You are going to love it. I can't wait to see you in there. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.